Good morning, my friends. It is good, as always, to find you here. In your willingness to experience life just the way it is, and to put out healing into the environment and the people around you. It is so much the essence of what we need in our hearts and in our world right now, with all the uncertainty and changes of things that are as yet unknown in terms of where we will end up. A meditation practice is one of the most valuable ways of developing an internal sense of steadiness and compassion that remains solid, resilient, even in the face of feelings and judgments and preoccupations with ourself, which is quite normal, but limiting for sure. So in that spirit today, we continue to practice with Tonglen, that practice of taking in the suffering and breathing out compassion and healing. It occurred to me as I read a few of the headlines from yesterday that described some of the prejudice and reactivity that we are expressing toward one another, that those people towards whom I feel a strong internal judgment, particularly those who abuse their power in order to harm others, that I needed to do more of the practice of Tonglen. So I invite you to join me. Tonglen is like a muscle, and it takes gradual building in order for it to become stronger and reliable. So today we'll focus not on those who are committing harm, but on those who are receiving it and suffering. So let's get into that meditative posture and state, seating yourself comfortably with gratitude for being here with others who are practicing in the same way, as every one of us is needed. Let your body settle into the support of your chair, the support of your lap for your hands. And as you breathe in, up your spine, the support of your spine for your entire upper body. Feel the sensations of that support wherever you do. Feel it in your spine, your seat, your hands, your feet, and throughout your body with each in-breath and out-breath. Breathing in, breathing out. With every breath, allowing your awareness to go deeper into your heart, into your belly, where we often hold anxiety, into any other part of your body that feels tight. And with great compassion, send your breath and your healing energy to any of those places that need it. Breathing. Breathing in compassion with gratitude for the gift of this amazing body that holds our breath and our gratitude. And bring your awareness back to that heart space, putting your hand over your heart ever so gently, feeling the rise and fall of your chest, and focusing in to feel your heartbeat. A couple of beats for each breath. Feel that heart space and allow it to open with an image in your mind that can offer to yourself and others a place to sit and be that is safe and welcomes anyone who is suffering at this moment. Breathing into that heart space, bring to mind any headlines that you have seen in these past day or two, and the thoughts about anyone who has been hurt, abandoned, excluded, made to be fearful, and breathe in those feelings of fear, abandonment, hopelessness. Bring those feelings into that heart space, that wide open space that has plenty of room for all of those feelings. It is a safe place to bring those feelings. Breathing in and breathing out. As you begin to feel one of those things, one of those feelings, directly in your own heart. This is important as a part of the practice, that we not run from suffering. Let those images, those people, stories, thoughts and feelings sit in safety, and breathing into them, into that feeling, breathe your compassion and your loving kindness. Speak the name of the person that you remember quietly in your own mind, if you have a person in mind who is suffering. And if you don't have a person, then simply experience that feeling which is so human and universal, that feeling of fear and aloneness in suffering. And on the out-breath, breathing out the light, space, air, fresh smell, with these words: may you be safe. May you know comfort. May you know that you are not alone. May you know that we are here for you, and we know you're suffering, and it matters. Breathing in, may you be at peace. And breathing out, may you know compassion. Breathing in, peace. Breathing out, compassion. And allow this experience to fill you in rhythm with your breath, so that you can take it out into the world today. For those you meet, or read about, or see who are suffering, know that you recognize them because of your own suffering, and you can relate as one human to another, no matter our differences. Breathing in suffering, and breathing out peace, and kindness, and compassion. And visualize this person receiving that compassion in whatever way they do. As compassion travels along space and time and outside of space and time and changes the energy and the air around us and within us, it really does. And now begin to return your awareness to your body in the chair, to the room, the sounds around you, and the spirit of willing compassion within you. Take it out there. Namaste. Amen.